Hello and welcome back to a mental health break. We have a very special episode coming your way today. I met today's guest about maybe 2 months ago. I did outside my comfort zone, my first modeling experience over on the news here, Channel 10, over here in St. Pete. She invited me out there. We became friends, and now I learned of her mental health story, what she can bring to the show. So thank you so much for joining me to record an episode here today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me. I
I'm
think this is a topic that a lot of people don't talk about because they're either embarrassed or they feel like someone that is sharing the information may not understand what they're going through. But for me, I never really labeled it anything except that time, I've been working for over 35 years of my life and being a single parent, juggling a full-time career for different companies, it's definitely demanding. Family life alone is demanding, and then adding the pressure of managing people and setting the tone for the rest of their day does take a toll on anyone in any level. I would say so. I appreciate you letting me share some feedback.
Of course, you mentioned a lot of things there. Balancing our day to day can be hard enough. And as a single mother, what are some things you do for your mental health when you are feeling like that? Very stressed, overwhelmed. You have 15 things you're trying to juggle.
I learned something really, something that shifted in me. And I was about 40 years old. And I was going through an airport, and I remember they switched the gate on me. And I literally had 30 minutes to get to the other gate. And it's at an Atlanta airport where you have to take the train and you have to navigate your way around. And as I was going through it, I said, I can't. Going through this thing, I'm never going to make it. I need to run. I ran. I got there because my adrenaline in my head was like, if I miss that flight, I got kids with a nanny. She's got to get home. Who's going to stay with them? I had all this stuff going in my head. I said, I got to get there. I got there, but I literally was about to faint. And not in a faint where I need to catch my breath. I was about to black out. And I sat there. I regained my composure. I got on the flight, made it, et cetera. Get home next day. I'm not feeling so great. And I've been ignoring myself. I realize that part of having balance is gaining, not just your mental health, but your personal health. And I started to make sure I had something in place where every day I would check in with myself as far as how long did I walk today? When did I take a break from that computer today? What have I read lately? When have I sat down and actually been alone and done something for myself? And part of that, I joined a really good workout regimen with the trainer. I was 200 pounds and I went down to about 140 something pounds, and I was so
All
excited
right.
about that. It changed everything. It changed everything that I how the simple things in my life that I didn't think I should pay attention to. And it did change the way I thought about things. And so when I found my mood was so much better, I was more relaxed and I had a clearer mind on how to deal with situations that really did overwhelm me and cause that state of worry that sits with you when you're getting into this stage that you don't recognize that is a mental health issue. And I realized that that was a priority. So that's the first thing. The second thing was just being organized as best as you can be. I mean, I'm sitting here saying this to you now and I'll fall off the map 3 days from now, but I do have that still, that mindset still in my head. So I do recognize it, and I do now not be so hard on myself as to why it fell because I knew I was able to get there. So I got there, I can get back. So that's another huge thing that helps me every day. And the biggest thing is purging. And this is very carefully to be taken carefully because some people think, oh, purge, oh, she throws this away, whatever. It's just like when you're in a relationship, right? If it doesn't work out, you don't see yourself going anywhere. You have to look at everything in your life like that. It's not about being mean or isolating yourself from anyone in the world or just taking, it's about not feeling guilty about you making a change. Because if you're not happy in anything, in work, in a friendship, in any relationship, in what you just bought, what's the first thing you do? You go return it. So you're not feeling guilty when you go make a return at the store because you're getting your money back.
Like
So
that.
you have to look at not feeling guilty about it, but it's how you handle it. And I've always said this, and I've hoped that the people that I was able to connect with in my life have heard this from me and understand what I mean when I say it. It's all in the delivery. So how you deliver to people is how you should deliver to yourself. If you know that, your work balance is overtaking your life balance, your personal balance, then you need to try to find out where you can find the happy medium and what you can walk away from. So my purge to me was looking at the people that were in my workspace. Were they people that, and because I was blessed enough to work within a corporation, I was blessed enough to work by myself and work and network with a lot of people when I worked by myself. And I found myself trusting just to be, kind and be, level-headed with a lot of people. And then I realized, is that really benefiting me? Is that connection really, or is this connection really now draining me? Because I feel that obligation that I've connected with them that I need to, fulfill their need. And just to be save face and just to be in the networking field. But then I realized that if it's not going to, it's okay to say no. It's okay to step away. It's okay to be friendly and deliver it in a way where you could say, I appreciate your time. I have other projects I need to focus on right now. I definitely, anything I integrate myself with, I do want to give 100% of my time, and I can't fit this into my schedule right now. So there were a lot of different ways of thinking that I had to learn to help me find that balance.
I love what you said there. And saying no to things, that's something my good friend Carlos and I, show sponsor, being kind enough to yourself to not overload yourself. Sometimes you have to say no to things. Of course, we want to say yes to everything that comes our way, but then we are, like you're saying, people pleasing. And I love how you said that there. Are we pouring out too much to others and now are drained ourselves? And I think as kind people, we want to help as many people as we can, but at times it's easy to forget about ourselves. We're so quick to give our best friends advice, and sometimes we don't give ourselves the advice that we deserve. So I definitely want to challenge everybody out there to whatever advice you would give to your best friend. Sometimes remember you need to give that to yourself too. It's been a great episode, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
I want to now touch on something that I think you could add a lot of value to. You mentioned how hard it can be to balance working and as a single mom. What
Yes.
are some mental health tips you can give to other single moms out there who may find themselves in a similar struggle?
I think same thing, it's a job. We don't label it as a job, but it is. And you do have to have your me time so that your kids can see that you value yourself, and then they learn how to care and value for themselves too. The biggest thing is I am a neat freak. I think about how I want my home to be when I get home, and I always thought about my kids coming to that too. So I say don't ever fear looking for resources. Don't ever feel embarrassed about needing help. The right help. Don't ever feel embarrassed about. I think that's some of the things in society today sometimes. And I found myself in that situation. Here I was, a corporate manager making over 100K a year, and I'd be surrounded by other women, and they like, well, who did you leave your kids with? And I'm like, I have a nanny. Well, you know what? I worked hard all my life to get that nanny because I knew that I needed to provide for my kids. And I at sometimes I'd be in an area where I kind of feel embarrassed, like, why do I have to share my personal life with anybody, or you know. And then I started feeling bad, like, wow, like people must see me, like, there's the single manager again, or there's the single girl again. Will she ever get a man? And you know, I started saying to myself, you know what? I'm happy with my surroundings. I'm happy with my kids, and as long as they're happy, that's all that matters. But spending a lot of time with them and outdoors helps a lot too. You
I
get that
love that
connection. Yeah, you
because,
get that time you'll never get again.
well, especially being outdoors, people often overlook some obvious things, including myself sometimes when you're younger. Being outside in sunlight, that gives you vitamin D, and these are all things that improve your mental health. Taking a walk, we talked a little bit about trainer today. I'm a big advocate, as you know, of exercise in the morning. Exercise does not have to include lifting weights. This can be taking a walk, going for a run, riding your bike, you name it, all of these things. Especially if you can get outside here in Florida, as we're both recording, we don't always have that option to be outside because it's too hot. But if you can make some time for a 15-minute walk each day, that's another challenge to everyone out there. I think over the course of a few days, you'll really start noticing the improvements, that energy back. Where can we find you to say hello, email, anything that you have going on? Everyone, be sure to be on the lookout for her on That Entrepreneur Show. She has some companies she's created in her career. Where can we find everything about you right now?
I'm just a simple girl, and I work just like everybody else. But I've been blessed enough to meet the owners of Heads and Tails here on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, and we are Tampa Bay's game day store for collegiate and pro brands in the Tampa Bay area. And I chose that as something extra in my life because I wanted to love where I worked, which is the biggest thing that you should add to your list. And the connection to be still be able to provide for my family and live in the community and give back in the community is there. So it's a really fun place. If you guys want to shop any of your game day needs, you can go to www.theheadsandtails.com. And yes, stop in and say hello.
Thank you for sharing that. And now, before we sign off, I of course have to show love to our show partner. We previewed Carlos before. He's a founder over at Tampa Counseling and Wellness here in Tampa. They just added a whole bunch of new services to their portfolio over there. So if you're feeling like you need someone to talk to, be sure to head to tampacw.com, request a call with one of their great professionals over there. They can help you out with that. Here we are signing off on another Thursday show on a mental health break. Thank you so much again for joining me.
Thank you.